Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was fascinating. You know how we were at the Ren Fair just the once?
Yes.
We went with Michael Everson.
Yep.
And he bought us that vase.
Right. Just before we got married. So it was 12 years ago. Have we not been back since then? I thought we've been back at least once since then.
We have not. I'm going to do that. And
I'm going to do that.
Well, Steve O'Dockerson plays a character and music at Ren Fairs, mostly around the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
Though he lives in Florida.
He's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer.
Oh, he's not a local. He doesn't, like, hang out at one Ren Fair all summer.
He works several different Ren Fairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Michigan and Illinois.
Interesting. From,
and Wisconsin, I think.
He is a bard.
He is a bard. He is a halfling minstrel named Hob the Troll.
Hob the Troll.
That is his character name. And so I got to learn all of the different sort of layers.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be a lot of camping going on at the Ren Fair.
Yep. The people who work that usually camp there.
Yeah. There's, I guess Ren Fair doesn't provide hotel. It does not sound like a gig I want to do.
No.
But it does sound like something I want to attend again. Like, because we didn't see anything.
Right.
Because I think it rained.
I think it's over now.
I think it's over now for the winter.
Locally,
but I think that, like, we went one time to that Medieval Nights, too, didn't we?
Yep.
I saw jousting. I would like to go to a Ren Fair and see sword fighting or falconing.
Did we go to the piratey thing?
That's the one we went to. We didn't go to the medieval.
We went to the piratey one.
We went to the pirate one.
You went to the medieval one sometime before me.
I went to that one when I worked the comedy club in Vegas.
Right.
And had a Cornish game hen. It was lovely. Anyway, and I was fascinated by the choreography so that their swords would meet every time it went clang.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but this was fascinating because he spoke about jousting. He said that the turkey leg was actually a leg of lamb.
What?
In the picture. The reason that they, because there were no turkeys in the Renaissance time in Europe.
What?
Nope. And it was a leg of lamb that Henry VIII was holding.
Is a New World thing?
I think it's a New World thing. Oh. Remember how Ben Franklin wanted it to be our national bird?
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, and then there was something called the washed well wenches.
Yes.
And he liked that, and he liked some other mud wrestling thing with
the
dudes.
Washing well.
Oh, washing well wenches. That's it.
They're out there cleaning. They're washing their clothes.
Right, and then they get into some sort of fracas.
Yeah. They basically splash water at each other, and you get to watch them splash water at each other. It's all very entertaining.
Oh,
I
bet.
It was a simpler time.
It was a... Anyway, it was fascinating, and I loved it.
Good.
And people will like.